The University of Arizona men's basketball team has been one of the nation's most dominant programs for decades, but more recently, over the past year or so, it's been connected with controversy, including an FBI investigation related to whether illegal payments were being given to players. That led to the indictment of one of Arizona's former assistant coaches, Book Richardson, and another assistant is now on the firing line, too, though the university says that's not related to the FBI investigation. And as the Wildcats struggle through a rare mediocre season, we wanted to find out what's going on with the program and whether the allegations are affecting its standing. With me for an update is Bruce Pascoe, sports reporter for the Arizona Daily Star. Bruce, what's the overall atmosphere around the program? How are people really feeling about it?
Most fans are pretty supportive of the players, but the excitement level certainly is down, and everybody knows that's a result of, frankly, they're kind of almost being penalized for the investigation already, even though nothing's formally happened to them like that, but it affected their recruiting class. They saved one player, Brandon Williams, from that class who came back, but there were several other really good players that were lined up and, that they were, they had a really good chance of landing in the class of 2018. They didn't, and as a result, Sean Miller went into last April with six guys on his roster, scraped together, managed to get a team together. And, considering that, I think they're doing about what was expected. This was sort of a, probably a mid-level Pac-12 team. And I think most fans who've been watching it closely knew what to expect. I think if you're a little far removed from it, maybe you're thinking this is really odd because they have been so dominant for so long. But again, this is a very unique situation where not only did all five starters leave, but all those guys who were being lined up to replace him at a pretty high level are also gone, except for one guy. That's what you get, I guess.
Have you picked up on anything based on how people just around the community feel about whether they're a little bit more nervous because they feel like this has been such an important part of the community there? Is there any extra criticism, whether it's people you've talked to, whether it's the sports talk shows, any extra criticism of Sean Miller, or is it sort of like, hey, he's one of our own, we're supporting him?
Well, I think it's mixed there. I think the most often thing I hear is that people are worried about the recruits that they're coming in, because he actually recruited at a very high level in this 2019 class, kids that are in a senior year of high school right now. And I think the feeling is this year's a little down, but if they get these guys in here and everything gets cleared, if it's going to get cleared, then, maybe it kind of goes back on a normal path. But that's a big if. But that seems to be the big concern. And certainly that's been a concern with this latest move to move towards firing one of the assistants who actually had to do with some of these recruitments of these players.
What's the background of that? And is it connected at all to the FBI investigation?
Well, the school says it is not. But I think right now they're reviewing everything that's been going on, both the NCAA and I think internally they are, as far as just seeing what's going on with this program and how they're going to respond to it. And, Mark Phelps actually was suspended for two games at the beginning of the 17-18 season for an NCAA issue. They didn't say what the issue was. When I filed a public records request for it, it didn't say on that. They just said you broke a rule. And, right now they're not offering any specifics right now about what happened, but that's two different things. So my guess is whatever they have, they feel it's worthy, whether it's a cumulative thing or not, because of two different violations, or whether this one was considered a fireable. I don't know at this point, but certainly that's the direction they're moving.
Yeah. Has head coach Sean Miller, is he still getting supported by school administrators, as far as the school president, that kind of thing?
I think they've been pretty supportive in the sense that they're supporting the team and they're saying that they're trying to do the right things and looking out for compliance and this and that. And the statement on Mark Phelps, Dave Peake, the athletic director, said that Sean Miller supported that move. There wasn't a statement from Sean Miller. I think it's, really hard for them to say one way or another right now. They're just, they're trying to be supportive without saying anything they don't know at this point. I don't think everybody knows exactly what's going on here.
Right, because it did seem like when the stuff was going on last season, it did seem like there was firm support, and then I guess that could change if the FBI investigation turns something up, which, as you said, we have no idea what could happen there, too.
Yeah, I mean, it was. I mean, they said some things that were carefully worded as far as, we've asked Coach Miller some pointed questions, and, based on that, we're okay with it, or something along those lines. And then they let Miller have his statement about a year ago after ESPN had reported that he had discussed a pay-per-play thing, and that And since then, nobody's really said anything about anything. Just sort of been, and when Miller's asked anything, he'll either say no comment or I refer to my previous statement, and that's it.
Is there a feeling that if Arizona doesn't make the NCAA tournament, at this point they probably wouldn't, is there any pressure on Sean Miller because of that? Or if there is any pressure on him, is it wholly related to the FBI investigation?
Probably the latter is the case. And I think because he recruited so well, that gives him a little bit of leverage in that everyone, you know, the thought is, okay, well, if they don't make it this year, they're going to be better next year because of the guys they have coming in. They have two high school All-Americans and two other players who are really good. And Miller's probably, going to get add another player or two in the spring. They could be back to a pretty high level. That's sort of the sense I get, is that this is sort of an interim year, so to speak. And the expectation among fans and hope, I'm sure, would be that, you know, they get back to that level next year. And then this year just kind of is what it is, you know.
Bruce Pascoe is a sports reporter for the Arizona Daily Star.